New Country Minnesota 93 TJ in studio, joined on a Thursday as always by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
And happy anniversary to all of you at Freedom Home Care.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, and this makes it easy to remember. Yesterday we had our 5-year anniversary for Freedom Home Care, and I also had my 15-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So big day.
You know, what's funny is on Tuesday, we read to little kids at the Blue Earth County Library for like the something teenth year in a row, 17 or 18 years. And that all started when we started interviewing you with the county. And then all of life has evolved from there. We're still reading to the kids. You've moved on. You're at Freedom Home Care now. There's all these anniversaries happening, and it's really, really cool
Yeah, I can't get enough of you guys. No matter where life leads me, I'm just going to find a way to keep coming back to you.
Well, we've been doing this for 5 years now on the radio on a weekly basis and talking about Freedom Home Care, and I really hope it does help people out. I want to ask how 5 years ago this whole thing started with you and why this is your passion now.
Yeah, you know, 5 years ago, I guess we saw that need for home care in our community. And it's not a secret that, you know, our population is aging rapidly, and there's just so many people out there that need a little extra assistance. So we went into it 5 years ago thinking, God, if we could just help people stay in their homes a little longer, wouldn't that be great? And so we started with those non-medical services, a lot of companionship, help around the house, running errands, those sorts of things. And very quickly, we found out that that just wasn't quite enough for a lot of people. So within a short amount of time, we decided we needed to bump up our license with the Minnesota Department of Health to comprehensive. And at that point, we were really able to provide much more of the hands-on assistance, the personal cares, help if people were in wheelchairs or needed transfer assistance, things like that. So that was kind of our first jump with the needs that we were seeing. And then soon after that, we decided, well, that's not quite enough either. So what else can we be doing to help our clients and the clients of the future? And that next step was medication management. So that piece has been really big for most people. They're managing several chronic illnesses, and they're managing just a wild amount of medications. And to try to keep that all straight can be really challenging. So we have our nurse that can come in and help with that. We have our caregivers that are trained to also help with, you know, following that nurse's plan. Let's see. I'm not letting you talk. Do you want to say
I don't need to
TJ?
Talk. You're the one knowledgeable on the topic for sure. I was thinking as you were talking, though, wow, 5 years can seem like a long time, but it's really not in the grand scheme of things. And look at all the changes that have happened in 5 years. So my next question then would be, what's up for the next 5 years with you guys? Are there things you know that are happening, or do you just kind of try to stay ahead of the game?
You know, I think we're really trying to keep a pulse on the need of the community. And that was that other piece, you know, the case management. That's not something that many home cares do. But that was, you know, a couple years ago, we had that opportunity and saw that as such a huge need as well. You know, there's so many families out there that don't have loved ones close by that can help out with things like emergencies, taking a loved one to medical appointments, you know, doing those day-to-day tasks for somebody. Otherwise, they're working full-time. They maybe have kids still at home, and they're just trying to juggle. So being able to provide that case management has been huge. And then as far as, you know, the next 5 years and moving forward, really, we just want to be able to fill the gaps where we see them in the community and continue to provide those home care needs, or fill those home care needs, fill the case management needs, and then step in where we can as we see different changes.
All right. A lot going on over the last 5 years. And of course, they keep plugging away at it. We've talked a lot about a lot of different topics, and we've also even talked about careers and education for people that are interested in getting into that line of work. So if we have more questions for ourselves, for a loved one, or even career related, how do we get in touch and ask those questions with you?
So give us a call at Freedom Home Care, and that number is 507-387-HOME or 387-4663. Otherwise, visit our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. There's so much great information out there. There's a contact form if you have additional questions. But certainly reach out. Our services are very customizable. We try to work around a budget that you might set to care for those or to pay for those services and just make it really person-centered.
5 years and still going strong. Freedom Home Care in studio with me today, Christine Nessler, my guest. Thanks a lot, Christine.
Thank you.